Embadadaba shannaba sinini. Embadadaba shannaba halana. Embadadaba shannaba sinini. Father, in Jesus' name, let your glory fall in Jesus' name. We worship you, Father. You are the King of glory. You are the King of mercy. You are the Father Almighty. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your glory fall in Jesus' name. And every plan of the enemy is destroyed by the glory and power in your love. Father God, we witnessed the power and the glory of the Holy Spirit within us. And we have the anointing in us. We have the Holy Spirit fire within us. We have the baptism of the Holy Spirit within us. Let this light you on fire. Worship the Father, for He is glory. He is glory itself. Just like in the Old Testament, His cloud of glory was over the camp of God's people. This is happening now in Jesus' name. We're releasing this now in Jesus' name. Let every knee shall bow, for God has given Him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Amen and amen. Abadadaba shannaba hanini. Ambadadaba shannaba sanini. Dambadadaba shannaba hanana. Andadaba shindim hinini. Umbadadaba shannaba sanana. Dimmedidibi shimmehinini. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. We were the Ancient of Days. You are the Almighty God, the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, I don't think I can dance enough to worship you. I don't think there's enough of me to worship you correctly. But Lord, I'm giving it my all right now in my house right now. I'm giving you all the glory. You get all the glory. I just want to go out there and spread your message. I just want to go out there and tell the people, you don't have to be afraid in Jesus' name. You don't have to be scared in Jesus' name. You can come into the power and the glory of God right now by worshiping Him, by setting Him on top of everything else. All the idols must bow. All the idols must bow in Jesus' name, and they will bow. And Father, in Jesus' name, we destroy all plans of the enemy right now in Jesus' name. Every wall that's been placed against your school, every wall that's been placed against the police force, every wall that's been placed around the borders to prevent God's army to come in, God's army of angels, we break down those walls now in Jesus' name. And we proclaim this country of Canada and all other countries around the world, the nation of God. And that the powers of the enemy, the powers of Satan, will not overthrow us. They will fail. They will fail in Jesus' name. They will bow their knee in Jesus' name. It says in God's word that they will bow. So they're going to bow in Jesus' name. Amadadaba shanamahana. Dambadadaba shenevihene. Electric fire and lightning in Jesus' name. Electric fire and lightning in Jesus' name. Electric fire and lightning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we worship you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, I worship you, Father. Through your Son, Jesus, the perfect sacrifice on the cross, who died, who was buried in the tomb, and He resurrected on the third day. Give me a break here. This is the God that you serve. He sent His only Son. And God didn't just pour out His wrath upon Him, but He defeated the devil through His Son. And that same Jesus is resurrected and sitting at the right hand of the Father. And He's coming again. And He's coming for a spotless bride. He's coming for a spotless church. Are you going to be part of it? Are you going to be part of it? Are you going to worship God with all your might and all your power, just like David used to do, right? Just like David used to do, with all your power and all your might. Don't worry about what your neighbor's thinking. Don't worry about your friend that's thinking about you. If he's laughing at you, let them laugh. In fact, if they laugh, that means you're doing it right. Because I love to see men and women of God worshiping the Lord. Because your power comes through worshiping the Father in Jesus' name. When you give worship to the Father, every knee will bow. Every knee will bow in your life in Jesus' name. They will bow to the Father because they will see the glory and the power that you're operating in. You're operating in the presence and the peace of God right now. I proclaim this over your life right now. I proclaim right now in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy be destroyed now in Jesus' name. We break it now. We break all those chains now in Jesus' name. We break all those chains in Jesus' name. And we just worship you, Father. We worship you because our battle's already been won. We worship you because we're in a state of ecstatic electricity, lightning, and fire of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is beautiful. He's the most wonderful counselor. And if you are saved right now, he's within you right now. He's speaking through you right now with the tongues. He's speaking the perfect language of the Father in tongues. And God, the Father, is the ultimate commander when it comes to war. He knows everywhere that needs to be attacked. He knows every little secret, every little plan. So the more you talk in tongues, the more every person that you have met in your life, even just by shaking their hands, God is touching their lives when you pray in tongues. I prayed for somebody the other day that I met in my 20s. I forgot about this guy. But the Father asked me, the Holy Spirit asked me to pray for this man. And I pray for him. And I'm telling you, there's people in your life right now you need to pray for. There's people, they're struggling right now. They need to see the presence of God that's in you. They need to see the peace of God that's in you. So let's bring it to them. Let's show them that, hey, I ain't afraid of the devil. I ain't afraid of the devil. You know? I step on his demons for lunch. I step on his demons for lunch. And for a noon snack, I do the same thing. I make them bow in the name of Jesus. I am just a vessel. I am absolutely just a vessel. That's all I am. But this vessel is harboring the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Same with you. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you've given your life to Jesus Christ, that same power is flowing through you. The same power that Jesus was walking on the earth is walking through you. So what do we do with that? We pray in tongues to stir up our spirit. We worship God to stir up our spirit. And what happens when you stir up your spirit? You become an electric generation of God's power, glory, honor, and peace throughout all the earth. And people will notice that when you walk in a room, the demons will flee in Jesus' name. They will flee in Jesus' name because they'll be like, there's a man of God. I need to get out of here now. And that will happen to you. That will happen to you if you're walking in the grace and power of God. We don't have to do anything, people. We don't have to do anything. All we need to do is humble ourselves before the throne of God. Get on your knees and you worship your God. He is worthy of that. He is worthy of that. You get on your knees and you worship your God. Put your face on the ground and worship Him. For if it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't be here right now. Then yes, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now, but my God is greater. Amen? My God is greater. There may be 1,000 enemies surrounding you right now, at work, at your home, your family, maybe even your family's in witchcraft. But God's going to give you the power and the grace to stand on the heads of all those demons that are occupying those people. And they're going to be cast out in Jesus' name. And they're going to experience the glory and the power of God in their lives. They're going to experience the freedom of God in their lives. And this is how God does it. He does it by stirring up your spirit in tongues in Jesus' name. He does it by worshiping the Father. And if you're coming under extreme mental and spiritual attack, that is the best time to get on your knees and worship God. Because the devil just wants you to go back to sleep. He wants you to go back to sleep, get comfortable, have another meal. No, I'm going to skip a meal. In fact, I'm going to skip a meal and worship God instead for my meal. Amen? I'm going to get in my word and eat the word of God instead. Amen? The meat of the word. The meat of the word. And I'm going to grow. I'm going to grow strong like Samuel. He had an anointing over his hair. And you have an anointing over your life right now. God has chosen you from the foundation of the earth to operate in this time. He could have chosen anybody, but he chose you. He chose you to operate in this time because he wants you to be a partaker in the glory of God. He wants you to be a partaker in the power and the witnessings and the exploits of God. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. For God has given him a name above every other name, without the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Amen? So when we bow our heads, when we get on our knees, we say to God, you are great. You are awesome. Sorry, I had to pull my nose. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let's just pray for boldness like lions and cheetahs and wolves and bears to be put on the people of God. Not the wolves that we're talking about, the wolves in sheep's clothing. No, we're talking about a fiery spirit of the Holy Spirit, a fiery spirit of God to be put upon us, that we will walk into the darkest place of the earth and show the people the peace of God. Let's go out to those places that everybody's afraid to go to. But how do we get to that place? How do we go to those places? How do we get the nerve to go to those places? We got to stir up our spirit. We got to stir up our spirit by praying in tongues. I mean, there's a man of God. He's seen many, many things in God. And he says that every time before he goes out and preaches the word, he prays in tongues for 12 hours. Amen? Now that is a challenge for you. Amen? I'm telling you, the more time you put into this tongues, if you can pray in tongues for an hour a day, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. You're going to see the devil bow before you. You're going to see the witches and the warlocks give up and run away. They're going to cower in fear and run away. In fact, they're going to get nasty towards you. They're going to get nasty. They're going to get evil. They're going to do things in the physical realm because they can't do anything in the spiritual realm. Amen? Amen? Grab a hold of that. They're going to have to do things in the physical because they'll be powerless in the spiritual. Because the power of God is more powerful than the power of the devil. Way more powerful. By 10 times, by 1,000,000 times, there is no scale. He's already defeated. You just got to put him underneath your feet and crush his head in Jesus' name. You say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you and I command you to get out of my life and that life of my friends now in Jesus' name. I'm not afraid of you. In fact, I praise my Father because I have the Holy Spirit within me and he's given me boldness to pray against the demons that attack me, my family, my friends, the church of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you are lifting up your children right now, the children of the Most High God, the people who are in prison right now, the people who are being persecuted right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for a boldness and a power of the glory of God upon them right now in Jesus' name. For you have set us apart for this day and age to come against the powers of the enemy right now, to show the people of the earth that he will be glorious, that he will be victorious in all areas of our life. We command every demon to bow in Jesus' name. We bind them now in Jesus' name. We bind the enemy now in Jesus' name. We bind and cage the enemy in all areas of your life right now in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for you are good. You are awesome. You are glorious. You are powerful. You are amazing. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, Father, because without you, we are nothing. Without you, we are nothing. I am just a vessel of clay. That's all I am. I'm from the dust of the earth. But through me, Father, you are doing your will. You are doing your will. And you are doing the will that is perfect, it's just, and I trust you. I trust you to do your will because I tried to do my will and it doesn't work. Every time I try to do my will, I trip and fall in Jesus' name. I trip and fall in Jesus' name. But when I do your will, I may trip and fall. But you are right there to pick me up. Dust me off. Clean me up and say, all right, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. You know, the Holy Spirit's there to build you up and say, hey, you can do this. You need to stir your spirit up. You need to stir me up in the name of Jesus. You need to read your Bible every day. You need to memorize those scriptures every day. Because when you memorize those scriptures, they become a weapon to the enemy. Then you can chop off the head of the enemy just like David did. Yeah? Yeah? That's the kind of stuff we want in this life. I mean, you may see in the world, oh, they're talking about famines and wars and plagues and all these disease X. Hearing about, oh, yeah, nuclear war is coming. Hearing about, oh, yeah, there's not going to be any food. They're talking about putting vaccines in the food. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against those plans now in Jesus' name. And Lord, if it's according to your will, we command that those plans be brought to an end in Jesus' name. We pray that you come against the finances of the devil, the finances of the devil's people, that you destroy their finances. Because, Lord, they worship their finances. They worship themselves. They think themselves as gods. They are not gods. They are mere people being fooled by the devil. The devil has told them that you're going to rule and reign in hell. No, you're going to burn in hell. That's what you're going to do. If you follow the devil to your death, you're going to burn in hell. That's the secret. The devil's a liar and a thief, and he's been a liar from the beginning. This is what God's word says. Okay? So let's get up, let's dust ourselves off, and let's get in this battle. We need soldiers for Christ. We need you on the battle lines. Get up, dust yourself off, pray in tongues, get stirred up in the spirit, and go out and preach the gospel and watch. Watch what God does in your life. Watch what he does. Watch what doors he opens. Watch what fences he makes to fall down. Let's bow and worship him. He is so good. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against these rich men of the earth who think themselves as gods. They are not gods. They are mere men. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we destroy all their plans to come against the people. We pray for confusion in the camp, that all the demons that they worshiped and all the demons that they served and all the demons that are below them, we pray that there will be a mass confusion now in Jesus' name, that all their plans will be for nothing, that their vaccines will be destroyed, that the factories will go up in flames, that the people operating in these things will come into contact with the Father of glory in their life. They will have the fear of God upon their heads. Father God, we worship you, Father, because you are capable of all things. And I believe this with all my heart, that every plan of the enemy is destroyed now in Jesus' name. It's absolutely destroyed here in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. I'm praying in spirit right now in Jesus' name. I'm talking to those thrones, those powers, right now in Jesus' name, that they will bow their knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you know that you will be judging the angels? Which angels do you think those are? Those are fallen angels, brothers and sisters. Fallen angels, the ones that followed Lucifer onto this earth, thinking they're greater than God. How foolish they are to come against the Father in Jesus' name. So Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We're not going to stop. We're going to praise you through everything in our life. In our minds, we're going to be a constant state of praise to the Father. And watch what happens. When you walk into a room, people will notice you. And it won't be because you're wearing nice clothes and you look good. It's because they'll sense, they'll smell the presence of God upon you. They'll smell the fragrance and the fire of God upon you. And God will give you the boldness to go out there and to preach the word of God. Amen. For we will not be afraid of the devil and his tactics. We will not be afraid of his plans and the people that he uses to intimidate us. No, we will not be afraid because we don't operate in a spirit of fear. We operate in power, love, and sound mind. Amen and amen. Not by might, not by power, but by spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Amen. God is going to do a mighty work in your life. He is going to do a mighty work in your life. I want you to expect it now in Jesus' name. He is going to remove those stumbling blocks that you've been struggling over for the past 10 years. He's removing them now in Jesus' name. He's removing them now in Jesus' name. The Lord is saying, I want you to kick down that fence. Kick down that fence. Kick down that wall. I want you to walk through that wall. I want you to break through that wall. That wall that you've been afraid to go against, I want you to walk right through it now in Jesus' name. He's giving you the boldness to do it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for boldness like lions, Lord. Teach us how to attack the enemy in all areas of their life. Cripple them to their knees. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the spirits that are involved in sex trafficking and drug addiction. Father, we ask that you bring these organizations to their knees. We pray, Lord, that you strip them of their funding, you strip them of their finances, you strip them of their spells of protection and covering. They have these spells to cover them, to protect them from the law. Father, in Jesus' name, we break those spells now in Jesus' name. We break those spells now in Jesus' name. We break those spells now in Jesus' name. We break those spells in Jesus' name. We break those spells in Jesus' name. We break those spells in Jesus' name. They're broken. Every one of them broken. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we asked for legions and legions of angels to attack these spirits of sex trafficking and drug addiction right now in Jesus' name. All over the earth, we proclaim right now, we're releasing all these legions of angels. Father, we ask for you to release these angels. If this is according to your will, we ask that you release these angels now in Jesus' name to go and attack. To expose these wicked pedophiles, these disgusting creatures. These people aren't even human anymore. They're performing sex acts against children. They're trying to get them to do sex changes and all these disgusting things. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's man and there's female. There's nothing more in Jesus' name. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray this right now in Jesus' name. We pray this over the nations right now, that every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus Christ, that their reign of terror is coming to an end. That even though the Antichrist is coming to power, they don't have any power. They have no power. They're being lied to. The devil's saying, yeah, you're going to rule and reign in hell forever. No, you're not. You're going to burn in hell forever. And he's going to laugh at you while he's burning too. So get up, dust yourself off, and come to Jesus now. Get saved now while you still have the chance. I know there's going to be witches listening to this. I know there's going to be witches and warlocks listening to this. I know there's going to be Satanists watching this because I attack them frequently. So they're going to be listening to this. And I'm praying to you right now, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you go into the hearts of these men and women and you heal their hearts, that you give them an experience from you and show them that you love them. He loves you, okay? I don't care how much wickedness you've done in this world. The Lord Jesus doesn't care. He wants you to repent, though. He wants you to turn away from those things that you have been committing, those acts of debauchery, those acts of sexualization of children, those acts of drug addiction. He wants you to turn from your ways, and he will redeem you. But I'm telling you right now, you may not get another chance tomorrow. You may wake up in hell tomorrow if you don't repent now in Jesus' name. And I pray for the fear of God to be upon every single one of them that listens to this broadcast and all over the world. And let them know that the Father, in Jesus' name, the Father is coming back. Lord Jesus is coming back to set up his throne and his kingdom for 1,000 years. Okay? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for your presence to fall now in this city of Calgary. And in all areas of this world right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And we just praise you, Father. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You are so worthy to be worshipped, Father. You are so good in all that you do. Everything that you do is perfect and righteous and awesome and just wonderful. And I want to operate in that. I want to live in that. I want to live in your presence. I want to operate in that presence of God everywhere I go. That I feel the presence of God everywhere I go. That my mind is completely on you and worshiping you and exalting you high upon high upon high. That I'm not even concerned about what's going on around me. There could be gangs that are surrounding me. There could be, you know, thieves surrounding me. There could be witches and warlocks surrounding me. But all they're going to see is the love and the power of God in my life. And it doesn't matter if I lose my life. Because if I lose my life, I get to go to heaven. Amen. I get to go to heaven. So I say, let's get in this battle and get fighting. Amen. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, Father. You are so worthy, Father. You are so worthy, Father. Oh, man, the anointing is coming. I can feel it. I've been feeling it the whole time of this broadcast. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Father, every plan of the enemy, we ask that you destroy it now in Jesus' name. And we pray for you to attack the enemy in Jesus' name. You attack the enemy in Jesus' name. In all areas, I pray for the fire of God to fall upon their heads in Jesus' name. Fire and the power of God in Jesus' name upon their heads. And I pray for mass confusion. And I pray, Lord, that you give boldness to what do you call those people? Give boldness to people to go to the police station and to rat on these organizations. I pray that you give authority and wisdom and just give them that strength to go and to rat on these organizations. If you have any information, I just pray, Lord, that these people will rise up and they will go to the right authorities, that they'll be protected in everything they do. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for a war angel to surround these confidential informants, that they will absolutely be confidential, that no one will know who they are, and that they'll be protected. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to let you know that, either by a dream, either by a voice, either by whatever. He's going to let you know that you're protected. And then we just pray that. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every fiery dart sent by the enemy, we bind and cage it now and send it back 10 times fold in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. 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 Amen. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Every knee shall bow. It's coming. The glory is coming. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father.